Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed. We are on fire tonight on this cold night tonight in many parts of the nation. And I'm in one of those parts of the nation, as you can imagine. But we intend to keep things pretty hot, of course. Dr. Kasim Khalil returns tonight in this hour edition of the program Uncensored, Radio Free America. And he has much more interesting information about 9/11 as we begin to probe the real perpetrators of this crime. And of course, NBC, MSNBC propagandists are still at it. And maybe you can help us. Maybe you can tell us what we're missing here tonight. Because when I went on board the National Baloney Company, MS National Baloney Company, I noted that Ron Paul dropped out of the race. So they've claimed he's no longer in the race. Of course, they've been claiming that since he started the race. And there were some skewered figures here that were put on board. So I know it's not an accident. Again, it's part of the pattern. It's part of the disinformation. As they had projected Mr. McCain to win Wisconsin, and Mr. Obama to win the Wisconsin open primary. So I'm not surprised, but maybe you could help me. When did Ron Paul get out of the race? You can let me know. The race for the White House, that is. All right. Now we have him, Dr. Kasim Khalil. Good evening, hi, sir.
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mr. Adams?
I'm doing fine. That's glad you're good with me. I'm always happy to talk to the great Dr. K.
Oh, thank you.
Author of the book Wrongly Blamed, The Real Perpetrators of 9/11.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of new information here tonight, I'm sure. In fact, you're working on a second book now, aren't you?
Yeah, I pretty much just finished the final draft. It's called The Killers of 9/11, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much sure that's going to be the title, and I'm just doing the final edit on this. But The Killers of 9/11. So what we'll do tonight is that anybody that gets a couple of wrongly blamed to spread the word around, I will include an electronic manuscript if they get me their email address. And this, you know, maybe includes the CIA, whoever's listening, it doesn't matter. You know, you can all have one. But mm-hmm. Just for tonight only, anybody that orders two wrongly blamed can get the, I'm going to go ahead as a courtesy to these listeners, because, you know, the listeners here are on the forefront. They deserve it. My God, they've been hanging in there. They deserve to have an electronic copy of the Killers of 9/11, a pre-press copy, mm-hmm. which I'll have done on the weekend.
Wonderful.
So, you know, if you want to write this down, outnumbered by the mob. In other words, it's info at outnumberedbythemob.com, info at outnumberedbythemob.com. As a courtesy to Mr. Adams' listeners, you get a electronic copy of the book if you order two wrongly blames.
And two wrongly blamed for the price of one, I might
add. Plus some postage, man.
Yeah, $6 in shipping. All right.
Some postage in there.
That's pretty good. That's a good deal again. And the book, you know, has penetrated some interesting places. And I told you on my TV program, we have mentioned the book. We can't promote it because it's a non-profit, television program. And we're on, of course, the community access channel.
Right.
But we have gotten inquiries on it and directed people how to get it. So the word is out. The word is out. People are catching on.
Yeah. No, it's important. The
amen.
Truth,
all right, we'll be back, and we'll raise some Cain tonight. Son of Cain, indeed. Rick Adams with Dr. K, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
All right, okay, I'm back to begin, but I got to ask you the question, Dr. K. When did Ron Paul no longer be a part of the race?
He's still a part of the race.
Did you hear my comments in the
beginning? Well, yeah, I suspect that they want him out of the race.
Well, I mean, I was reading Tim Russert's comments, and he had it all wrong. Typically, the information was actually bass ackwards, as they say.
He's still going to do his Million Man March. There's still a lot to do.
He had Huckabee as inconsequential with 243 delegates saying, even beyond Ron Paul's 14. Imagine saying even below 14. Now, this guy can't even count. And saying Ron Paul had already dropped out of the race. I mean, it's just incredible how they lie.
Lie on top of lie.
And then they took that and then they corrected that and changed the column to read the column numbers, of course, pertaining to the delegate count, with McCain taking Wisconsin. But they reported Huckabee taking 38% at last count, which is a sizable amount, and Ron Paul at 5%.
Well, that's still a hocus-pocus sack of lies.
Oh, I'm positive of that, yeah.
That's what we call a conspiracy.
We're used to that, aren't we?
Right, and it's defined as an agreement between several people to do an evil act in concert. Mm-hmm. Another definition, dictionary definition of conspiracy is a combination of two or more people to commit any act punishable by law. Mm-hmm. And the final definition is a striking agreement of persons and classes to commit vile deeds in a secretive pact. So while we'll watch this evolve, it's a test for the American people to wake up. That's what this is all about, to break the pact, to expose the cabal. And I've done it in the killers of 911.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, they blew apart those girders, the underpinnings, the cement underpinnings,
the
trying
columns,
to topple.
Yeah.
They tried to topple
the core columns, yeah.
The
exactly.
core columns so they could knock the North Tower into the South Tower.
And they had done that in 93, by the way.
Right. And
this was the first attempt, and then pinned the blame on the sheikh.
On a blind sheikh.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hosni Mubarak, who's a double agent with the Mossad and everything else, he wanted rid of the sheikh. And so what this was, what we do know about the first World Trade Center attack, was that it was a conspiracy.
Well, the FBI definitely fabricated evidence and lied, and there's no question they're guilty of the same thing at Oklahoma.
Right,
bombing.
Right. And the conspiracy here is that Imad Salam conspired with Josie Haddis, along with the FBI issue, to detonate bombs. And of course, this was at the time when it was determined that the World Trade Center was the completest, biggest albatross high-rise group in the whole world of albatrosses,
mm-hmm.
where the Port Authority had no other option, or the Rockefeller Authority, but to sue to try to get money for asbestos removal that was going on at that time. And in 1989, it was determined that the buildings had to come down. T.S. Gordon was there when they had the meeting, when they sacked all the engineers after 10 years of study. The buildings have to come down, was the conclusion. And there were only two ways. They couldn't be demolished because asbestos, EPA would prohibited it. It was completely against the law. You'd volatilize the asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
So either you'd have to build a new shell around it. Can you imagine how expensive that would be?
Mm-hmm.
And then rebuild it while you had the second shell. Or you have to strip it piece by piece from the top down.
How convenient.
How convenient
to bring it down.
And you want motive?
With allegedly a couple of planes.
Yeah. Right. And you want real motive? $20 billion was the estimate of the cost of stripping it down.
That'll do it.
And the final motive is that it had to come down, according to the EPA, which was reported to Giuliani, by 2007. Now tell me, can you get that building, those two towers, down in 2007, or would you have to start a little earlier, like 2001?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And accomplish, by the way, more than one goal. Not only bring the buildings down, but here serve the purposes of these neocons who wanted to get America militarily involved in Israel's wars in the Middle East.
Well, we have the proof from the Israeli embassy on that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it might as well go to the top source, where they said that, we need to use the United States as our militia, in so many words, because our people won't like the body bags in Israel. So we really can't send ground troops, according to the Israeli embassy, in this conversation that was intercepted apparently by the CIA. We can't send the ground troops in. We got to get the Americans to go in. Well, they won't send the ground troops, but then we'll get them to bomb it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because our people won't tolerate the body bags. You know, I mean, what kind of a friend is that? Hey, let me ask you a question. If you had a best friend, and your best friend stole your coin collection, and went out on the street and sold it to, kids to buy ice cream and to trinkets or something, would he still be your best friend?
I could help it, no.
Well, yeah, how would you account for someone that takes the most top secret private military secrets of a country and flips them to China for billions? Not what I would call a good friend.
But at least they're a democratic a good friend, because at least they vote to do these things before they actually do them.
Well,
so isn't that nice?
Maybe that is democracy, because we're apparently
democratic
taking,
centralism.
Well, it must be, because we've taken democracy to Afghanistan, which has polluted every piece of their waterway, and then that pollution is going down into India. So that's very democratic. We'll kill some Indians through the Ganges River and the drainage from the Himalayas.
But I heard George Bush lecture Fidel Castro's government in Cuba. Now that Castro says he's going to take it easy in his retirement and hand things over to Brother Raul. And Mr. Bush says, we don't like people who steal governments through elections or non-elections. Can you imagine?
You mean Mr. Unelected Bush?
You mean Mr. Bush, right, exactly.
Well, see, he doesn't write his speeches anyway.
I don't think he can even read them.
No, I mean, he's got major Zionist handlers, and apparently they're even writing his speeches.
Well, now, John McCain comes up for honorable mention in the Jewish Forward newspaper today, for today's week, I should say, February 15th.
Yeah.
And it's interesting the way the liberal, if I may use the term, Forward, phrases it in one paragraph. Listen to this, Doc, about McCain's inner circle now of foreign policy advisors and people who are working the grounds for him. They're a combination of neocons and traditional, get a load of this now, realists. And do you know who some of the traditional realist Zionist Jews are?
Go ahead.
Henry Kissinger.
Oh, geez.
He's a traditionalist, but a more radical neocon is William Kristol, once again.
Do I
know that name?
William Kristol is just a reasonably paid front man for the CFR and Rockefeller. He's a mouth.
Robert Kagan, does that name
another mouth. You know, what we've done is we've almost, not you, of course, but we've almost fallen into the agenda, which is to take a look at the ants when you've got the queen right there, obvious. You know, we've got all the workers, and there are swarms of workers, but there's only one queen. No, there's only one big daddy. And so it's enough with the little guys. It's time to look at the big daddy. And even Silverstein is a front for a bigger daddy. The Port Authority is the big daddy, but the daddy behind the Port Authority is the trillionaire David Rockefeller. And if you're a trillionaire, you know what David Rockefeller is worth? He's worth 2,000 Bill Gates.
That's and he's how much only 95 years old.
Yeah, whatever it is. That's how much power is centered in one person. 2,000 Bill Gates. I mean, that's... You could do whatever you want. You want to make a toy out of the World Trade Center? You want to make a toy out of the world? You want to, you want to just wipe out a population? If you've got $10 trillion, you could play a lot of toys. It doesn't mean you're going to succeed. You're going to make mistakes. It's corrupt. It's a conspiracy, after all. We proved that. Mm-hmm. So you're going to, somebody's going to maybe sneak out of the pact. It could happen. Hasn't happened in this case, but there have been accidental leaks. Like the cemetery, where the two Zionists got together with the third, and where the former Israeli officer overheard and went to the FBI and said, these guys are planning to wipe out the World Trade Center. They said it 11 months ago. They're going to strike it with two planes. So you've got that leak. You've got the leak of Nick Rockefeller, who said 11 months before, that it's going to be a joke, a hoax. There'll be a hoax war on terror. We're going to be looking in caves. We're going to be hunting down terrorists, and there aren't going to be any. And everybody's going to fall for it. And there's going to be a big terror event, and that will lead to chipping the population. It will lead to a war on terror. You've got the leak of Azar there in the Israeli embassy, who was intercepted, talking about, well, if we can't get our way in the 2006 elections in November, we're gonna shoot a missile at an LL airline, or a fake one, and then come to the media and say, look, see the missile launcher? The Palestinians were here. Mm-hmm. By going at the perimeter, he discussed that.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Dr. K's wound up, as you can see. Oh, there's so much to talk about and not enough time. Jump aboard, and we'll take calls during the program right here on republicbroadcasting.org. 800-313-9443 is our number. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So this is man's future.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Hey, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Well, finally there's an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings equipment to purchase and no installation whatsoever. That's right. You can save money on all aspects here. No installation costs for equipment, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, and no performance worries. Visit jointhesolution.com/solar-man. Or call, give them a buzz, and you get a chance. And you give them a call, and they'll be happy to talk to you. But right now, of course, my screen doesn't give me all the information I need to do that. So I don't know. I'll have to do that a little bit later on, before the end of the program. How's that? We're having some technical glitches here. All right, we're back now, and we do have callers. But Dr. K, you have opened up a worm. Obviously a can of worms, and your book wrongly blamed, and now The Killers of 9/11 promises to be even more frightening.
Well, it is frightening because you have mass murder. You know, you can't kill a person in the United States and be found and get away with it. in New York City, you can't do it. You can't do it in Massachusetts and Boston. You can't do it in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and you can't do it in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, we're looking in the face of mass murderers. We know who they are. We know who perpetrated it. And we're talking about the biggest murder crime in the United States' history, perhaps in the world history, in terms of one event as such, one building, one complex.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pentagon people died and injured as well. So, and you're talking about landmarks that are internationally renowned. I mean, those buildings were massive. And then the type of death that these people endured, jumping 880 stories to the death, and having people giggle and laugh and celebrate and flick lighters, and then having the criminals, you know, flick a lighter and for a photograph to show burn, baby, burn, you know, burn, Americans, burn.
Those and are our friends.
Yeah, and have those people in hand. You see, then you've got criminals, the ones that let them go. Well, that would be Chertoff.
Well, and then they let them go. You know, Ashcroft had the excuse of his pancreatic problems.
Oh, yeah, well, he hid under that umbrella.
And they moved him out very quickly and then brought in you-know-who and Mr. Gonzalez and so forth. And
more plus stooges, super stooges.
Yeah, and then he goes, and then we see Mr. Chertoff very quickly emerge as the number one man to head Homeland Security. Now, what connection to reality? To real Americanism does this man have?
Oh,
well, in fact, the only connection he has is to the Mossad.
It's a rogue's gallery in a complete with a complete coup of the most powerful standing military in the world. I mean, you talk about a coup in Guatemala, you talk about a coup in Chile, you talk about it in Iraq. Maybe not so difficult, but here in this country. With the largest standing militia, the largest military, navy, everything taken over by a tiny group of fanatics.
Yep. So much for NORAD and its effectiveness. Well,
right,
of course, it was
then
shut down.
To kill.
Yep.
3,000. Now think of the scope of this crime. It's not just American. It's Japanese. It's Filipinos. Brits, Turks, Bangladeshis, people from every nation represented in the world virtually were burnt in that inferno or killed, maimed. It's the greatest crime of history. Shouldn't it be solved by the best detectives? Why should RBN solve it? You know.
And then on the other hand, why shouldn't we?
When
all else fails, why not?
Yeah.
It's a pretty, I admit, a pretty sad day in America's history when we still have a media that would have us believe that Pearl Harbor was a sneak attack when we now know through officially declassified government documents it was deliberate on the part of the government.
To provoke the proper economic for the arms industrial complex, for Israel's... expansionism planned to secretly. Now, how do you develop if you're the impoverished, defeated, beat down, Holocaustited group? How would you make a country at the same time? You know, if you were that wiped out and defeated, and then at the same time you develop a nation by shoving people off their land systematically, killing them.
Yep.
You wouldn't be in that bad a shape if you could pull that off. And, you know, I mean, because it was essentially in place in 1946. If you were wiped out, that doesn't make any sense. You know?
No, I mean, it's an outrage. It should be an outrage, and it would be an outrage if it weren't for the fact that these same people do, in fact, control the governments of the world. And that's what the Scripture tells us in the book of Revelation, doesn't
it? Well, I've had enough of that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, we're going to see more of it, you know, right up until Jesus returns.
Let's
with a sword.
Let's take that as a warning and make some changes, though.
Yep. Well, the most unenviable people are these people who keep sending us books, you know, about Israel, our duty. Israel Our Friend. Let's stand with Israel and the John Hagees of the world who are leading us to disaster and Armageddon. All right, we'll be back, and your calls will be taken. Stay tuned. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Dr. K, my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we're back again. Should mention that they're saying in Washington State that Ron Paul garnered nearly 20% of the vote. And, of course, Mitt Romney's still up there. And the second man is Huckstraby. So, it looks as if John McCain doesn't have it all wrapped up just yet, and it may very well be interesting when all is said and done as to what does happen with the delegates at the convention. I think that's going to be very, very interesting in that regard, Doc.
Yeah, Dr. Paul's a very nice man, and he's a decent man. He's a good man, good family. His grandson spoke sweet as all get out. He's well loved in his district. See, that's a good thing. The people down there love him. That means he'd be the best leader that we've got. People in Arizona hate McCain. They just don't like him. Anyway, McCain's imploding all the time. He can't speak. He would be a terrible example for us internationally as a country. And you know, there's nobody cares. So that leaves a big opening for as people start to in these remaining states. Now, in Austin, our friend, is it Joe down there in Austin?
Yes.
He tells us that everybody's going to vote for him.
Oh, you're talking about Doug.
Doug,
yes.
It was Doug down in Austin that said wasn't it?
Well, I don't know about everybody, but I would say a substantial majority, widespread support.
Well, the point is that if he gets a few states where he landslides, the rigging, they won't be able to rig the vote. That's what I've been telling people is get out there in the states that are remaining and go door to door. The people don't have any options if they're independents and Republicans, and he's still in the race. Must be they're frightened, so they put out that false piece of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is more interesting, isn't it? Boleyn did a pretty good job back when he was for American Free Press, and he contacted the PNAC's assistant director, Christopher Milletz.
That's the Project for New America?
Yeah.
New American Century.
You know, the Wolfowitz, the Pearl,
right.
The Kagan, the Crystal, which they're just surrogates of Rockefeller
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
Oppenheimers, et cetera. But he said, hey, you know, what's the deal on this? You know, did you mention that there should be another Pearl Harbor? And Millett said, well, they need more money, you know, because defense budget's declining. So they need more money to budget for raises and to get new arms and future capabilities. And, hey, without some kind of a disaster or catastrophic event, We couldn't get the money. We couldn't get approval through Congress. Why don't you admit it? You know what I'm saying? Just admit it.
You know, again, though, I mean, let's face it, this whole 9/11 question, were it not for you and a few others in the true media, that this wouldn't even be coming up anywhere. And as soon as it does come up in so-called mainstream circles, it's immediately poo-pooed, and that ought to raise the red flag right there, Doc.
Oh, sure.
That ought to raise the red flag.
Oh, sure.
That there is a massive cover-up from within the media itself. And we know that's the case on several fronts. And it's just unfortunate that even Dr. Paul had to deflect on the question because
right.
it
they
is
cornered
so
him
powerful.
Yeah, they tried to box him in.
Well, this whole movement, this control is so powerful.
Right.
It extends way beyond our borders. And it is a worldwide conspiracy that we're dealing with of prophetic proportions.
Oh, definitely.
This is what I've been saying.
Oh, definitely. But the prophetic is a warning, a means to have the knowledge so that when it happens, we take action. We do something for the benefit of the human race. And so a lot of times people take it the wrong way, like those guys you were talking about. They think prophecy means that, let's create more wars because then, it'll come true and then we'll be there and we'll be all in Israel when Jesus comes, all this stuff. So instead, our Creator is telling us, He's ordering us to stand up for truth. We're seeing millions of people being killed on a lie. Here these people were in a financial catastrophe. They were panicking. 15 years, what to do with the World Trade Center. You know, that's their problem because they were so arrogant they wanted to put Nelson on one building and David on the other, and then they built it stupidly. They built it with aluminum tied to iron, and then that started to corrode. They built it to make it high and mighty. It became unstable to a degree. The asbestos issue was there. And,
it became their towering inferno, didn't it? Huh?
Oh, yeah, and then you slaughter your own people. There is nothing more wicked than that.
And that's been done right from the beginning, really. I can go way back in history. I mean, we can go back to the 1800s, go
sure.
back to Pearl Harbor, and how a president could get away with that kind of mass murder. And then be heralded by the same media as a prophet, as
and
an idol, as a wonderful saint, you know?
You know, and to call it the Freedom Center,
mm.
this is the most vile kind of humanity, to sneer. And then, you know, and while they're killing people, sneering,
Well, doesn't the scripture warn us, Doc? We should be warned against the woes against those who call evil good and good evil?
Absolutely. That's the twisting part that gets most people so confused.
Woe unto them. May the curses be with them. Yep.
And then all of a sudden it becomes a PSYOP program. Oh, Dr. Paul, the unelectable one. 0911, the 19 Muslims and the box cutters and the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's take a call or two.
Sure.
800-313-9443. And bear with me here, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll take your calls right now. Let's start with Henry. Hello, Henry in Connecticut.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that's a great deal with the book there. Two books and you get what is the name of that again?
It's called The Killers of 911. It's more than a great deal.
But that's only available on the web. You can't get it in print.
Well, what happens is if you email me, we will send you a PDF, and then you can print it off on your computer. The book's not...
If you have a computer, that's
if you don't have a computer, we can't mail it to you, no.
No, right.
Not yet, anyway, right?
Right.
But Henry, what you do is you pay $20, you get both books. Give me some postage. You know,
right. So $6, something like that.
And,
what is the appropriate postage? You'll give that out people know. Should
eight,
they do $5, $6?
$6 would cover the cost. If you're
poor. All right, then say that. Okay, so $26. Yeah,
$26 for the poor people.
In the United States.
We send you the PDF, because what you just do is email me. Go to a library if you don't have a computer. info@outnumberedbythemob.com.
Yeah, there's something I want to ask you about a book. Hold on one second.
While we're waiting, the King Street attack.
Yeah, hurry up, Henry. Hurry up.
With
get
the mural bomb was
sorry
weird.
About that. I'm right back.
Okay.
I just had to get it. I got a free subscription to the Forward a while ago. It's discontinued. All right, I'll cut to the chase. This had to come from them or something associated with them. It had to, because I wouldn't get this book. Well, anyway, this book came free in the mail. It's titled, I'll start right here, Forward by John Hagee.
Yeah, well, that's the book I mentioned to you last week.
This one's called Standing with Israel.
That's the book I mentioned, yes.
Oh, yeah, Why Christians Support the Jewish State by David Brock, B-R-O-G.
That's the one.
Well, then why do the Orthodox Jewish scholars say no to the state. Isn't that interesting?
Because they don't believe in Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me get this straight. Ricky, you read this?
I haven't read it. No, I'll be honest with you. I don't really.
It must be terrible.
I don't relish reading it.
Yeah, it's from Christians United for Israel, P.O. Box 1307.
Yeah, well, we know the script. We don't really have to read it, and I didn't order it. I got it for nothing.
Enough. So what should I do? Should I burn it? Or?
Well, it's useless. It's pure propaganda.
Yeah,
well, I think you can expose it.
I wouldn't even want it in my
home,
but you do what you want with it.
I got yours, and that was worth paying.
But take advantage of this.
I guess you get what you pay for.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
and you pay for what you get, except here.
Yeah, but how do you get the money to do this? Because this thing is paperback and it's wrapped in a plastic. I didn't know.
Well, there's big money involved, and these foundations are funded by Rockefeller. They're funded by Op.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about people that have money to burn for their foundation.
Yeah, I think it's put out by Frontline.
Yeah, sure. That's part of the foundation. And then you have the Chalcedon Group, which says that anybody that's not a certain kind of color or race should be pretty much exterminated. And they're funding quite a bit of this, too.
Well, what race, though? Because, the way they're flooding this country with all these third-world immigrants, what are they talking about? Favor the Jews?
They know. They claim it's like a white type of thing, but it's not really. It's all a
front. Well, it couldn't be. Not the way I see this country changing.
No, it's all...
You're very perceptive.
Exactly.
Then.
You're very perceptive. It's all disinformation. Really, the objective is oil, gold, gas, power, once you have...
Yeah, I know, because there's nothing pro-white about these people.
No.
Matter of fact, a show before yours, I'll end it with this. Lee Rogers mentioned about a proposal of sterilizing teenage girls, and I think they mean white British girls, in England. Now, just 2 years ago, I was listening to Radio Netherlands and everything, and they were talking about, the reason why they have to bring in all these third-world people into some parts of Europe, France and England are worse, though, far worse than Germany and the rest of them, with the immigration stuff, is because, you know, people aren't having enough babies and whatever. And the thing with Pat Buchanan, he wrote a book based on something with, based on the United Nations birth rate statistics. Now, here's the thing. The United Nations birth rate statistics, which is controlled by them, is not giving out accurate information. Because
no.
When you check the census report of France, and especially Sweden, the birth rate is high. Austria's is low. And Germany's kind of normal, like 1.8 or something.
Okay.
So they had this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Now they're saying people, I guess the white British, having too many kids, so now we have to have, they're going back and forth.
These are all not getting to the real root of anything. Listen, yeah. I thank you for that.
Great show.
Okay. Bye.
Henry, and don't support that S-y little country.
There you go. I was just going to say that. Thank you, Henry. Okay. John in Texas is next. Hi, John. You're on with Dr. Kasem Khalil.
Rick Adams.
Hello there, John. Is this John from the U.K.?
Yeah.
How are you?
From California. How you doing, Dr.?
All right.
Oh, doing great, Mr. John. You sent me that wonderful stuff about the deaths in the various work camps in World War II. I
Thank
still have it on my computer.
Great. Well, you know, it's been quite a time of resettling here, but I'll probably be up and running, Lord willing, within about a month's time.
Wonderful, John.
And then, but another thing that would be interesting to check out would be if you just punch in your search bar. Project American Fortress.
American Fortress?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'll check that out.
Okay.
It's definitely enlightening as to how with small numbers, when push comes to shove, the Zionist plans are to take out certain oppositions in government.
Sure.
Sure.
The depth of the infiltration is beyond what anybody really understands.
Well, absolutely, and you know.
But they fear the people. I must tell you, they're very frightened. Remember how Nick Rockefeller put his arms around Aaron Russo and tried to nuzzle him in because Aaron Russo is very popular. He could easily have put together a 911 video. He was on the verge of doing a 911 investigative report, which would have been so. Then he turns up dead. I don't know.
His cancer, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I think so.
He had been suffering for a long time, though.
But
that's for sure.
I'm just saying that let's not be overwhelmed by anything. All the people have to do is systematically get together, and we can put a stop to all of it. You know, this is not a big deal. It just requires a huge effort by all.
Well,
of
really, you know, it is a big deal in one sense. I mean, as I said, we're dealing with a conspiracy of iniquity here that prophetic proportions, my friend.
Yeah.
Henry Ford, you know, I mean, even, you know, before, but he specifically knew why, you know, in the 20s that they were going to sign and join, and it was for gold and the wealth of the land, you know, through gems and whatever natural resources. Basically, they must have indigestion when they raise the gas prices. I mean, it would take something like that or, you know, one of the kids.
Well, it's only over $100 today, $100 a barrel.
Well, and I mean, since they're stealing it from Iraq and they're getting anyways, and Iran's next.
It's the whole thing is interconnected. There's no question that we are dealing with a globalist grid here, and the same characters have been, pulling off all of these major crimes.
No doubt, and there's nothing more powerful than the truth. And you know what we have in the United States is we have an international crime that where 3,000 plus people were murdered, and there were many killed in the aftermath from the lung diseases and other diseases.
Yes,
and it wouldn't take, and Mr. Adams is right, this is a big deal, but it wouldn't take that much of a deal if we all worked together to bring those criminals to justice. This is something that is the most sound approach to take. We have these deaths on our soil. We, 200 million of us could get informed and change this country.
Well,
what else can you do? You know, if you go to Iraq and Afghanistan and try to change that, that's not easy to do. But the best chance we've got is to get everybody informed in the United States that the Muslims didn't do this one, okay? Or which ones did they ever do?
Well, you know, it's good in one sense how see a collaboration of forces. I mean, I'm not overwhelmed by it. I have my Lord Jesus Christ, but nevertheless, the thing with Ron, he is succeeding in what he's doing. He wouldn't get the presidency, and he doesn't need to. But what he is doing, he is succeeding in waking up some people for sure. And I noticed how his name was dropped like a sack of hot potatoes or something like that when he mentioned bowing to the whims of Israel. His name went from, you know, one every other 10 mentions of all these other hand-picked idiots. You know, the protocols are happening according to pace.
That's right.
Well, we saw what happened with Cindy Sheehan, didn't we?
Absolutely.
You know, she did the same thing, and she was welcomed by the media until she identified Israel. And from that point on, she was persona non grata. Thank you, John. Good to hear your wonderful voice. We'll talk again, brother. All right, we'll be back with Dr. K and Wesley next. Stay tuned for more talk on the program, and don't forget the offer. We'll repeat it in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
And we're back again now. Dr. K, unfortunately, with the hour, it goes by so quickly. I don't want people not to remember how to avail themselves of this offer. The two books for the price of one plus shipping, Wrongly Blamed. And then those of you who have a computer can avail yourself of the PDF file on the new book, The Killers of 9/11, right?
That's right. And do you have an address? Can you collect those checks, Mr. Adams?
Do you have I don't have a P.O. box, but we could work something out, right from our producer here, and we can get the names and information.
Yeah, let's have everybody call in their names and information, or they can email me their names and information, and then I'll and their phone numbers, and I'll get back to them to help secure their order.
Well, how can they email you then? Let's
Well, that's that same info at outnumberedbythemob.com.
Okay, that's good.
And then give me your address and your phone number, and if you're happy about a credit card, that's fine, but I'd prefer if you just started out with your all your information and your phone number. You know?
Excellent. All right, let's take Wesley in Idaho. Hello, Wesley.
Hello, Dr. K.
How you doing there, Mr. Wesley?
Pretty good.
Listen, I got your message about a few typos, and that's all because of a bit of sabotage that occurred in the first edition, but we've corrected a couple of those with Eradia, and we'll get to those in the second edition. Thank you, though.
Great. Great to hear that. The few small errors in fact, like, I get, they were not United
They're
States.
They're not that substantial. But it was sabotage. There was someone that didn't believe in the book, and they sent it for printing without doing the editing.
I see.
And we've corrected anything important in the current books.
Second edition?
Well, there will be a second edition.
It's not available yet, he's saying, but it will be.
Okay. But go ahead.
I thought it'd be most informative to the listeners out there that you have in your book there that 400 Muslims died in the 9/11 event, the towers?
Yes. You know, because there were so many foreign nationals, the estimates between 3 and 450, there were some American-born Muslims that worked there in some of the executive positions and in the computer technology positions. So the estimate is quite high, somewhere between 3 and 400, perhaps. I calculated 400 from the data I had available, so it's considerable. It's like a little over 10%.
And also, even more important, really informative, is that it is a big no-no for a Muslim to kill another Muslim under Islam.
Yeah, no, that it's a no-no to kill any innocent, and it's a big no-no to kill a fellow in faith, as it would be to go into a church and gun down a fellow Christian.
That would make the Muslim, supposedly, Muslim bombings of
that would make them godless. Whoever did it, Muslim or otherwise, would be a godless person from the Quran's point of view, or from that point of view. Yeah.
All right, Wesley. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, Dr. K, being with me again this week. We will do it again very soon.
Talk to you.
And very thankful for your efforts to extend the research and information on 9/11.
You bet.
There's much more to come.
$20 billion, that's the motive. Bye.
Undoubtedly. Bless you. Bless you. Good night, Doc. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night, Bob Chapman, I believe, our guest, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll see you all then. Rick Adams, good night. God bless.